This is a ghazal, a love poem sung in the language of Urdu. These poems, which originated in Persia, eventually made their way to India, where they were transformed and refined in the 18th and 19th centuries. But this version that you're hearing is definitely 20th century. It's the conception of Sanjeev and Karuna Lumba, a husband and wife team of Indian ancestry who live in England. Sanjeev and Karuna have taken the ancient form of the ghazal and presented it to modern audiences in their new CD, Inspiration Unfolding. Sanjeev and Karuna join us from London. Thanks to the wonders of technology. Hello. Welcome.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about this form of the ghazal. Have you always known these poems? Did you grow up reading them?
Yes. I was born in Lucknow, Karuna in Delhi. And Lucknow and Delhi are the great, great schools of Urdu, which is, of course, this beautiful language which is used for ghazal. It's been in our blood from birth.
You know, I remember very much, and it's odd because such hefty poetry like this, you wouldn't think that a young girl, sort of 12, 13, 14, would be interested. But I remember my father always reciting this to me, as a child. And I was so fascinated with the sort of rhythm of Urdu that I would just sort of listen, even if I didn't understand. And he's such a great scholar that he would actually, translate this to me and make me hear certain passages of great singers who'd sung this. And that, for me, was something that it's a strong memory, which I think is my real inspiration, really, for ghazal.
These are, strictly speaking, love poems, are they not?
They can be all sorts of ghazals. They can be, romantic ghazals talking about eyes and love and care and hair and wine and, sensuality. And then they can be an altogether, a deeper thought. As in the one of the ghazals that we have in our collection is by Siraj Aurangabadi. Now, we're talking 18th century, and he says, Khabare tahayyure ishq sun na junu raha na pari rahi na to tu raha na to main raha jo rahi so bekhabari rahi. Getting news of the love entranced, fairy-like passions fled away, oblivious to the world I stood, all sense of you and me had ceased.
Well, tell me, were these poems strictly literary, or were they sung originally, going back centuries?
Originally, they would have been recited. They wouldn't have been sung.
Yes, it's just this sort of Indian version of great philosophers who sort of sitting in, I don't know, Saint-Germain-des-Prés in Paris or something like that, over wine. But this would be, very deep poets would be sitting around a circle, and they'd pass a lamp to each other. So there'd be a candle. And when the candle came in front of you, then the poet would recite it. And then it was really in this century that it took off as a musical art form.
You know, it reminds me very much of the chivalric love poetry of the French and Italian Renaissance in the West, where this same kind of idealization of the beloved as a way of getting closer to God or to some kind of mystic plane.
This is so true. It reminds me of that too, especially perhaps in our Khusro poem, which is in Persian. نمیدانم چه منزل بود شب جایی که من بودم به هر سو رقص بسمل بود شب جایی که من بودم
پری پیکر نگاری سر قد و لاله رخساری سراپا افتی دل بود شب جایی که من بودم.
امیر خسرو is speaking about a dream that he had last night, and in this dream his spiritual master Nizamuddin Aulia, he takes him on a mystical journey. So he's speaking about this mystical journey, and this is the dream that he's had last night. And he said, Nemidanam, it means I don't know. Nemidanam chi manzil bud. I don't know what that place was. Shabjai ki man budam, where I was last night. Behersu raqsi bismul bud. All around me there was a dance of ecstasy where I was last night. And he's speaking about this gathering of saints where he was taken to by his spiritual master. And he says, Khuda khud mire majlis bud. God himself was presiding on this meeting. And he said, who was the light of this gathering? Was Muhammad himself, the prophet. So, you know, and there are a lot of references in it which are very, very romantic. And he's portraying Nizamuddin Aulia, his spiritual master, as his lover in the feminine form, because that's showing the proximity of the spiritual love.
Why do you think this music has an appeal for modern audiences?
I think it's we've sung in many countries, you know, in France, in Italy, in the Middle East, in America, in India. And whatever the audience, the people are generally, one's finding, really in need of a key, literally a key. And that key is literally one sentence, which may give them the gist of the feeling of the poem. And that they need really nothing else. It's as if it opens up by itself with one's performance and what one's trying to convey. Because the whole point about a ghazal, which is crucial to remember, is that it is a two-way experience. I am not singing a ghazal simply, you know, me singing and you are to listen. I am sharing this poetry with you.
Sanjeev and Karuna, their CD is called Inspiration Unfolding. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.